The following is a Sunday Feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 27, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 18th, 2011, in Timișoara, Romania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Te Vasudevaya. Yat Karoshi Yadashnasi. Yajjahosi Dadasi Yat. Yat Tapashyashi Kaunteya. Tat Kadushva Madarpanam. Yat Karoshi Yadashnasi. Yajjahosi Dadasi Yat. Yat Tapashyashi Kaunteya. Tat Kadushva Madarpanam. Translation and purport by Srila
Prabhupada.
Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me.
Orice faci, orice mănânci, orice oferi sau dăruiești, orice asceză desăvârșești, acestea o fi lui Kunti, fă-le ca o ofrandă pentru mine.
Purport. Thus it is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone has to work for maintenance of his body and soul together, and Krishna recommends herein that one should work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live, therefore he should accept the remnants of foodstuff offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious, ritualistic ceremonies, therefore Krishna recommends, do it for me. And this is called archana. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays, people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours daily by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra around his beads, he is surely the greatest meditator and the greatest yogi, as substantiated by the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivishakan Vitamscha. So, Krishna consciousness is very practical. Not simply some flowery philosophy. Because everybody has to do something to earn their livelihood. So Krishna is saying how you can connect with Krishna even in the activity of earning your livelihood.
chiar și în această activitate care o facem pentru a ne câștiga existența.
Similarly, everyone has to eat.
Similar, fiecare din persoană trebuie să mănânce.
To maintain body and soul together.
Pentru a menține sufletul și corpul împreună.
So Krishna is telling, how about your eating? You can become connected with God.
Krishna spune cum prin mâncat putem să intrăm în legătură cu Dumnezeu.
Austerities you perform, giving charity, everything can be connected with Krishna.
Austeritatea pe care o îndeplinim, distribuirea de caritate, totul poate să fie legat de Krishna.
And how do you do it?
Și cum facem acest lucru?
Arpanam. It's an offering.
Arpanam, ca și o ofrandă.
In other words, just as we make an offering of foodstuffs to the Lord,
așa cum, de exemplu, oferim mâncare Domnului,
or we offer a ghee lamp to the Lord, or a stick of incense to the Lord, or a flower, you should offer yourself to the Lord. Make your whole life as an offering unto the Lord. And what will be the result? If you give yourself to Krishna, Krishna will give himself to you.
Dacă ne dăm noi lui Krishna, Krishna se va da el însuși nouă.
That supreme person who owns and controls everything.
Acea supremă persoană care este proprietarul și care controlează totul.
Will become your personal property.
Va deveni proprietatea voastră personală.
So therefore a devotee can never be wanting anything.
De aceea devotatul nu dorește niciodată nimic.
Krishna provides everything for his devotee.
Krishna furnizează totul pentru devotatul său.
Whatever the devotee needs for his service, Krishna provides.
Orice are nevoie devotatul pentru serviciu său, Krishna furnizează.
Krishna says, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion,
Krishna spune, cei care mă adoră pe mine cu devoțiune,
meditating on my transcendental form,
meditând asupra formei mele transcendentale,
I preserve what they have and I carry what they like.
Eu mențin ceea ce ei au și le dau ceea ce lipsește.
For Krishna, that's not very difficult.
Pentru Krishna, aceasta nu este deloc dificil.
He owns everything.
El este proprietarul
absolut. He's the richest man.
Este cel mai bogat om.
He has no shortage of money.
Nu are lipsă de bani.
He can give unlimited wealth to anybody that he wants to.
El poate să dea bogăție nelimitată oricărui, oricui.
But he gives facilities to those according to the degree of surrender to him. In other words, Krishna wants to see how we're utilizing his opulences in his service. Am I using them for my personal sense gratification? Or am I using these opulences to please the Lord? I'm using them for my sense gratification. Well, I won't get so much facility. But if I utilize everything for Krishna, Krishna will give me unlimited facility. Ye yata mang prapadyante tang stadaiva bhajamyaham. Inasmuch as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly.
In funcție de gradul în care ei se predau mie, eu îi răsplătesc corespunzător.
So if we engage everything that we have for Krishna very nicely, as this verse describes,
dacă utilizăm totul pentru Krishna, așa cum descrie acest vers,
Krishna will give us more and more facility to engage everything in his service.
Krishna ne va da mai multe și mai multe facilități pentru a ne angaja în serviciul său.
Krishna can give us the whole world to engage in his service.
Krishna ne poate da întreaga lume ca să o angajăm în serviciul său.
Just like in the days of the Vedic kings, Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj.
Așa cum a fost în vremea regilor vedici, cum a fost Parikshit Maharaj.
They ruled the entire planet Earth, including Romania.
Ei conduceau întreaga planetă Pământ, inclusiv România.
Everything was under their dominion. The whole planet. And they used everything in Krishna's service. They were not attached to material sense gratification. So where do we find such politicians nowadays? Now they're all liars, cheaters, and bluffers. Greedy men who manipulate their ways to power and exploit the citizens. So the whole world is crying under this mismanagement of these so-called politicians. Who don't know how to offer to Krishna. So this art we must learn. This is the key to happiness. This is the key to success. Instead of working for our own success, we should work to please Krishna. If you're working for your own personal success, sometimes you'll be happy and sometimes you'll be miserable, because success, material success, is very flickering. It comes and it goes. According to your karma, sometimes you'll be very successful. Sometimes you'll be a big failure also. This is according to the law of karma. So if you're running for your own success, sometimes you'll have it, sometimes you won't have it. Therefore, on the material plane, you cannot be satisfied. But if you'll always work hard to satisfy Krishna, that you can do in any condition of success or failure. If you're a rich man, you can build a big temple for Krishna with your millions of dollars. If you're a poor man, you can offer a leaf, a flower, food, or water to the Lord. Krishna sees the love. He doesn't see how much money. He sees the love. So in any condition of success or failure, one can satisfy Krishna. And as soon as you satisfy Krishna, you are the most successful person in the entire world. Just like that that Sudama Brahmana. He was a godbrother of Krishna. They were brahmacharis together in the ashram of Sandipani Muni. He was living in great poverty. And his wife, and Krishna was the king in Dwarka at the time, very opulent. So his wife kept imploring him, "You should go see Krishna." The wife was feeling, "This is a very difficult situation, we're in such great poverty. My husband should go see his wealthy friend Krishna." Sudama had no desire for any material wealth whatsoever. And his wife, she was able to get some little chipped rice, very inexpensive, cheap rice, and give him as an offering to Krishna. So the Brahmins, they are very dear to Krishna. When Sudama arrived in Dwarka, Krishna seated him on nicely and offered him the arati ceremony. This is actually the etiquette for receiving a Brahmana.
He offered him the arati ceremony, worshipped him. "Oh, you're a Brahmana, I worship you."
oferă arati la dor.
So anyway, Krishna accepted that shipped rice.
Krishna a acceptat acest rice.
And the goddess of fortune grabbed it away before he could take too much of it. Because even that little tiny bit that Krishna took, that goddess of fortune was obliged to bestow unlimited opulence upon Sudama. The goddess of fortune was afraid if Krishna takes more of this chipped rice, I'll not be able to supply sufficient opulence to reciprocate. So Sudama, he didn't ask for any money. He was so happy to have Krishna's darshan. And he went back to his village. And it wasn't there. He looked for his old hut in the village. He couldn't figure out what's going on. There was a big opulence palace there. He couldn't figure out what's going on here. Then his wife came out in beautiful, costly silk, looking all young and invigorated. He couldn't, like a damsel from the heavenly planets. And he was amazed. He was amazed because actually Krishna, just by that offering of love to Krishna, he received unlimited opulence. Without even wanting it, he just wanted to please Krishna. That's all. So one should not desire opulence in this world. One should simply desire to please Krishna with your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. And then Krishna can bestow unlimited opulence. Or, if we're not ready for it yet, if we're not pure enough, He'll keep us in poverty. That is His kindness. Because He doesn't want us to fall into Maya. There's a verse in the Bhagavatam that says that Krishna takes away for those who take shelter of Him but still have some material attachments, He takes away all their material attachments to free them.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna spune cum pentru cei care iau adăpost la El, dar mai au atașamente materiale, Krishna le ia toate aceste atașamentele materiale pentru a-i elibera.
But we also see if one has no material attachment and simply wants to please Krishna, he can give so much opulence. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he came with only 40 rupees to the US. 40 rupees in New York City, that's a joke. I mean, you can't even catch a taxi for 40 rupees. How is he going to live on 40 rupees in the US, New York City?
Yeah.
But he just came to serve his Guru Maharaj's order, that's all. He thought, I may die here in
New York City.
But that's all right, let me try to please my spiritual master. Actually, Prabhupada told us in Atlanta. He said that my godbrother, he was preaching to Lord Zetland in England. And Lord Zetland, he had been the governor of Bengal during British rule. So he was familiar with Indian culture, you know, Brahmins. He was thinking, well, I'm at the top of the social order in the UK, I'm a lord. And if I can also be a Brahmin, then that would be two feathers in my cap, you see.
Dacă pot să fiu și un Brahman, atunci voi prinde două iepuri dintr-o lovitură.
So he asked Prabhupada's godbrother, Swamiji, can you make me a Brahmin? And the Prabhupada's godbrother said, yes, if you will give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, I will make you a Brahmin. So Lord Zetland immediately replied, impossible. So Prabhupada told us, when I came to your country, I was thinking, as soon as I tell the boys and girls no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, they immediately say, Swamiji, please go home. But Prabhupada said, but I thought, let me try. So Srila Prabhupada was thinking it was impossible I would be able to establish Krishna consciousness in the Western world. But this is my Guru Maharaj's order. You see that for the disciple there's no such thing as possible or impossible. That doesn't exist for the disciple. Simply my only life is to serve my Guru Maharaj's orders, that's all. This is like one time in the Ranganath temple in South India. There was a Brahmana who was illiterate. He could not read. But his spiritual master had ordered him that every day you must read Bhagavad Gita. So he would sit there. Of course, they didn't have printed copies, and it was a handwritten thing, you know. He would flip through the handwritten manuscript, looking at it, you know. And everybody would make fun of him. Oh, just see that Brahmin, he's illiterate and he's reading the Bhagavad Gita. They're always cracking jokes about the illiterate Brahmin who reads the Bhagavad Gita. So, you know, Lord Chaitanya, he was touring South India. And he came to that Ranganath temple. And he heard all this talk going on about the illiterate Brahmin who reads the Gita. So Lord Chaitanya was saying, let me check out this illiterate Brahmin who reads the Gita. So Lord Chaitanya approached him. Now you can imagine the beautiful effulgence of Lord Chaitanya. The sweet smiling face, the beautiful golden Lord walking up to you. You can imagine. So the Brahmin can immediately understand, this person has not come to criticize me. Everybody else is criticizing, but this person has not come with that motive. So Lord Chaitanya said, Brahmin, I have heard that you are illiterate, but yet you're reading the Bhagavad Gita. Is that true, Brahmana? He said, yes. What, I'm illiterate, but what can I do? My Guru Maharaj has ordered me to read every day 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. So I'm sitting here, turning the pages, looking at the script. But Lord Chaitanya said, but Brahman, I see you're not only reading Bhagavad Gita, but you're crying also. How is it that you are crying while reading Bhagavad Gita? And he said, well, there's an illustration here on the cover. Some artist painted a picture here of Krishna and Arjuna on the chariot.
Și a spus pe aici, pe copertă, este un artist a pictat pe Krishna și Arjuna pe cal.
And I see how kind is Lord Krishna.
Și eu văd cât de bun este Domnul Krishna.
That he's acting as the charioteer of his disciple Arjuna.
Că el este, acționează ca și căruțașul discipolului său Arjuna.
And when I think, how kind is Lord Krishna?
Și când eu mă gândesc cât de bun este Domnul Krishna,
I cry.
Eu plâng.
So Lord Chaitanya embraced him.
Și Domnul Chaitanya l-a îmbrățișat pe acest brahmana.
He said, Brahmana, you are the real scholar of Bhagavad Gita.
Dragul meu, Brahman, tu ești adevăratul învățat al Bhagavad Gita.
So he had an impossible order his Guru Maharaj had given him.
El a avut acest ordin imposibil pe care maestrul lui spiritual l-a dat.
Every day you must read 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita.
Fiecare zi trebuie să citești 18 capitole din Bhagavad Gita.
He was not qualified. He couldn't read.
Tu nu ești calificat, nu știi să citești.
But yet he did the best job he could to try to serve his spiritual master.
Și totuși el a încercat să facă ce știa mai bine ca să servească pe
maestru. In spite of being incompetent.
În ciuda faptului că era incompetent.
And he was accepted by Lord Chaitanya as the greatest scholar of Bhagavad Gita and was warmly embraced by the Lord. So there's no question of possible or impossible. Simply, what does my spiritual master ask me to do? That's all. If I take that order as my life and soul,
dacă eu accept acest ordin ca și viața și sufletul meu,
and endeavor to the best of my ability,
și mă strătesc cât de mult pot,
then Krishna will bless me.
Krishna mă va binecuvânta atunci.
So, whatever your position may be,
oricare ar fi poziția noastră,
if you will always try to please Krishna,
dacă întotdeauna încercăm să-L mulțumim pe Krishna,
by thinking, speaking and acting in a way that is pleasing to Krishna,
gândind, vorbind și acționând într-un fel care este care îl mulțumește pe Krishna,
then Krishna will bestow his unlimited mercy upon you.
Atunci Krishna va furniza, ne va da mila sa nelimitată nouă.
And you'll become spiritually perfect, qualified to go back to home, back to Godhead.
Și vom deveni perfecți din punct de vedere spiritual, calificat să ne întoarcem în lumea spirituală.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Dacă sunt întrebări.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask you, what really means meditating on the transcendental thoughts of the Lord? What does it really mean? How do
you meditate? So he's asking, what does it really mean to meditate on the transcendental form of the Lord?
The question is, what does it really mean to meditate in the transcendental form of the Lord?
Întrebarea este, ce înseamnă cu adevărat a medita asupra formei transcendentale a Domnului?
Krishna has a form, that's the first thing.
Krishna, el are o formă. Asta este primul aspect.
Some people say God has no form.
Unii oameni spun Dumnezeu nu are formă.
God has no name.
Dumnezeu nu are nume.
Sometimes it is mentioned in the scriptures that God is arupa, without form.
Uneori este menționat în scripturi că Dumnezeu este arupa.
But then in a verse just next to it, it will talk about the form of the Lord.
Și în versul următor vorbește despre forma Domnului.
So we can understand by intelligence and by the authoritative descriptions of great spiritual masters that when the Vedas say God is without form, it means without material form.
Atunci putem înțelege prin instrucțiunile Vedelor și ale maestrilor spirituali autorizați când Vedele spun
He does not have a form like you or me that gets sick and old and dies.
Dumnezeu nu are formă, înseamnă că el nu are o formă materială, nu este ca noastră care se îmbătrânește.
His form is described in the Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, text number 1.
Acest lucru este descris în Brahma Samhita, capitolul 5, text 1.
By the great Vedic authority, Lord Brahma.
Către marea autoritate vedică, Domnul Brahma.
Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Kanana Kananam. Krishna is the supreme controller.
Krishna este supremul controlor.
He has an eternal form which is full of bliss and knowledge.
El are o formă eternă plină de cunoaștere și fericire.
He has no origin, he's the origin of all and he's called Govinda.
El nu are nicio origine, el este originea tuturor și este numit Govinda.
He is the original cause of all causes.
El este cauza originală a tuturor cauzelor.
So that beautiful form of Krishna,
Cea formă minunată a lui Krishna
was witnessed by so many people 5,000 years ago.
A fost văzută de atât de mulți oameni cu 5,000.
And that beautiful form of Krishna is also witnessed by the pure devotees.
Și această formă a lui Krishna este de asemenea văzută de către devotații puri.
Premanjana charita bhakti velochanena santaksa daiva hridayeshu valokayanti yang shama shunyaramachintya gunasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. For those who anoint their eyes with the salve of love of God, they are able to perceive the form of God at every minute, both within their hearts and externally as well. So to see the form of the Lord means just as I can see you and you can see me. When you become pure in Krishna consciousness, you will directly see God.
Când vei deveni pur în conștiință de Dumnezeu, vei vedea direct pe Dumnezeu.
Face to face, eye to eye.
Față în față, ochi la ochi.
And now in our neophyte stage, what do we do?
În stadiul nostru neofit, ce facem?
We can look at the beautiful paintings of the Lord.
Ne putem uita la minunatele.
We can look at the deity of the Lord. These paintings and deities are made according to the scriptural descriptions. It's like here, there's a painting of Krishna on the wall. He's massaging the feet of
Balaram.
Because this painting is made in accordance with the scriptural descriptions, Krishna is present in this painting. So I'm meditating in that form of Krishna sitting at the feet of Balaram. You're directly meditating on the form of God. So in the beginning we have to take help from all of these wonderful things, paintings, deities. And then when you become mature, you will see the original form of God before you. Does that answer your question sufficiently? Any other questions?
What arguments should we bring regarding God's existence to a convinced atheist?
What arguments should we bring
regarding God's existence?
Regarding
God's existence, the existence of God. Should we give these arguments? What arguments should we give to somebody who is a convinced atheist?
Oh, convinced atheist.
Atheist.
Yes. What is the counter argument to defeat atheism? There are many, many arguments to defeat the atheist. One argument is this. We can observe scientifically that every machine requires an operator. And there's no machine that can run by itself. Every machine requires an operator. Therefore, we can understand the gigantic causing machine must have a big, big operator. So, another argument is this. Everything, we gave that argument yesterday in Arad. You can't get popcorn out of an empty pot. There has to be an original substance from which everything is coming. That original substance, that is God. So what is the nature of that original substance? That original is like a gold mine cannot produce gold if it doesn't have gold within it. Similarly, that original substance cannot manifest persons unless it has personality. Therefore, that original substance is a person.
Așa cum în argument am spus cum o mină de aur, o mină de aur nu poate să, să dea aur dacă nu există aur în ea. Similar, sursa originală a tuturor întregii existențe nu poate să producă persoane dacă ea nu are o personalitate a sa.
That's the second argument. Now here's the third argument.
Acesta este al treilea argument.
God means the supreme person.
Dumnezeu este persoana supremă.
The atheists say, no, there's no supreme person, we're all equal. There's no supreme person, that's impossible, there couldn't be a supreme person. So, how do we measure supremacy? There are six opulences. Power, beauty, renunciation, knowledge, wealth, and fame. These are the six opulences. So you can measure a person's supremacy by these six yardsticks. We'll just take one of them, wealth. If there's no one supreme in the matter of wealth, that means we all have the same amount of money in our bank accounts.
Dacă nu ar fi cineva suprem în ceea ce privește banii, înseamnă că toți am avea aceeași cantitate în cont.
Your bank account is the same exact dollars and cents or whatever it is, your currency, as everybody else in the whole country. No one has more money in the bank than anyone else.
Contul tău este la fel ca și a tuturor oameni din parte. Nimeni nu are bani mai mulți decât altcineva.
Is that true? No, of course not. Somebody has a little bit of money, somebody has some more, someone has a huge quantity of wealth stashed away in the bank. So somewhere there's a person who has more wealth than anybody else. How you can say no? That person who has the most wealth, that is God.
Acea persoană care are cel mai mult bani, aceea este Dumnezeu.
So how you can say there's nobody who has the most wealth? It's illogical.
Cum spui să spui că nu există cineva? Este ilogic.
The best way to defeat the atheist is to put them on the defense.
Cea mai bună metodă de a învinge un ateist este să-i pui să...
philosophically corner them.
Îi pui în colț din punct de vedere filozofic.
Find their weak point. And smash it again and again till they're on their knees begging for mercy. Actually, the more that you become powerful to defeat the arguments of atheists, that is one symptom of spiritual advancement. So every devotee should learn how to defeat atheistic arguments. There's nothing that pleases Krishna more than when you can defeat an atheist or a Mayavadi. They have no position, really. I was in the airport in Fiji. We were leaving Fiji to fly to Los Angeles. And some atheistic type person, he came out. He saw me dressed as a monk. And he came up and he was all ready to defeat me and made me look like I was a fool.
El m-a văzut, era o persoană cu mentalitate ateistă, m-a văzut îmbrăcat ca un călugăr și a venit la mine, a vrut să mă înfrângă într-o dezbatere ca să par prost.
So he said, what is your philosophy?
M-a întrebat, care este filozofia ta?
And I told him, know who you are and be who you are.
Să știi cine ești și să te comporți la fel.
What could he say?
Ce-a putut să spună?
What gentleman will not agree with finding out who he is?
Care persoană normală nu ar fi de acord că trebuie să știm cine suntem.
And once finding out who he is to being who he is.
Și după ce am aflat cine suntem, trebuie să și trăim ca conform.
That is our philosophy in a nutshell, actually.
Aceasta este de fapt filozofia noastră.
We're not a religious cult.
Noi nu suntem un cult religios.
We're an educational institution.
Noi suntem o instituție educațională.
Teaching people how to understand and realize the absolute truth.
Noi învățăm oamenii ca să înțeleagă care este adevărul absolut.
So that is our philosophy in a nutshell. Know who you are. That's it.
Asta este filozofia noastră pe scurt, să știm cine suntem.
And now that you know, now be who you are.
Și acum că știm cine suntem, trebuie.
You're not that body, sir. You're an eternal spiritual being.
Nu suntem acest corp, suntem o ființă spirituală.
So now be that spiritual being.
Și acum trebuie să trăim ca o ființă spirituală.
Manifest your spiritual nature in your thoughts.
Să manifestăm natura noastră spirituală.
And manifest it in your words. Manifest it in your actions. You see, don't remain a dumb beast of burden. Simply laboring to support the gross national product. Any other questions? So we have an RT at 5:30. Is that the program? It's a little flexible? Because I'm at the end, I'm going to give out Mahaprasadam, so I got to leave enough time for that. So any other questions? If not, we can go to the Mahaprasadam program. But if there's any, yes.
Some person is in a state that she can understand what is to be done, but cannot practice it and cannot. How she should.
She's halfway there. She knows who she is, but she can't be who she is. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. That means Kren Gute is a gyani, a gyanini. You're called Gyanini. So, what hope is there for Gyanis and Gyaninis? Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Gyanavan Mang Prapajate, Vasudeva Sarvamati, Samahad Musudar Labaha. After many births and deaths, when he was actually in knowledge, surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. So we're praying to Krishna for you, Kren Gutta, that you're a Jnani, but you're not a Bhaktan. We're praying to Lord Krishna, please bestow bhakti upon this poor Gyanini. So I'm praying very intensely to Krishna that he will save you from this Gyanini mentality and make you his pure devotee. It's actually by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas that we can give up being Jnanis and become Bhaktas. So you should always beg Guru and Vaishnavas for their mercy. That's the key. My dear Guru Maharaj, my dear Vaishnavas, please bless me that I can become a devotee. Please bless me. Please bless me. When Prabhupada was a little boy, his father,
Gaur Mohan Dey,
was always inviting the sadhus for prasadam in the evening at the home. And his father would always say, please bless my son, he can become a pure devotee of Radharani. So those blessings bore fruit. So I'm praying that you can be blessed with Krishna Bhakti, and you should also always beg the Vaishnavas and the spiritual masters to bless you with Krishna, that you can become the pure devotee of Krishna. And this way, by your sincere prayers and the prayers of the devotees and the spiritual masters, by all the prayers combined, your prayers, devotees' prayers, Guru's prayers, by all of these prayers, you will actually come to this point of becoming a bhaktin.
Prin toate aceste rugăciuni, rugăciunile tale, rugăciunile devotaților și rugăciunile maestrului spiritual.
So let us all pray for Krenguta that she can become the pure devotee. And let her pray also, and this way will happen. The next time I come back, I will see Bhaktan Krenguta instead of Gyanini Krenguta. I'm waiting for that day. Okay, that's a good place to stop. And we thank you all very much for participating in this program today. Now we'll go on to the next wonderful phase, which is distributing the Mahaprasad of Sri Sri Radha Damodar. And then there'll be a nice Arati Kirtan after that, nice Prasad. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.